Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Beautiful day.
Sky falls, you feel 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning at 647. Three big things.
Three.
Basketball, Shockers clobber Houston 81-63.
Two.
Stock market milestone. Dow finishes above 25,000 for first time.
One.
East Coast in the deep freeze today. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Water main break. You're going to want to avoid the area. This is 3,000 block of East Oakland. It's west of Douglas and Hillside.
That could freeze up pretty easy.
Yeah, that could. So it could be slippery there. Just best to avoid that area entirely. Again, that's the 3,000 block of East Oakland. Traffic on KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava, Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman in the East Harry Street Mall, and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
6:48 now, Steve and Ted. Sunny today with a high of 38 degrees. Pretty good forecast as we begin the weekend. Partly cloudy, cold tonight, the overnight low 13. Then Saturday mostly sunny. Tomorrow's high, 39. Now partly cloudy, 19 degrees. We have a northwest wind at 7 miles per hour. KNSS weather brought to you by The Monarch, featuring the largest collection of craft bourbons and whiskeys in the state of Kansas. The Monarch offers a military discount for current and retired veterans. The Monarch in Delano. 6:49 now, Steve and Ted in the morning. Eighth grade science students have used a 3D printer to create a prosthetic leg for a duck found without a foot shortly after he hatched. The students in northeastern Arkansas created the leg at Armorell High School's Environmental and Spatial Technology Lab for an 8-month-old Indian runner duck named Peg. Now, Peg's owner says when she found the bird, a turtle had apparently chewed off his foot.
Oh, no.
Yikes. Said the leg became more irritated as Peg grew. The students went to work after hearing Peg was looking for a way to help eighth graders. Can you imagine? Those are some sharp kids down there
in Arkansas. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Man.
I'd like to have those kids working on some projects.
You can get them up here and help out the Steve and Ted show.
Like a Disney Channel made-for-TV movie.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it sounds like Doogie Howser or something, right? Wow. Eighth graders doing that. I'm impressed.
Let's have them design the interchange at Kellogg and Greenwich.
Or just East Kellogg. Maybe they could get it open by the turn of the next century. What do you think? Well, I go back there. I was out there in East Kellogg this week going out to Mazda. It doesn't look they're doing anything. They are just doing nothing.
Well, yeah.
They've dug the holes and they're standing around picking their noses. I'm sorry. And I know this is not accurate, but I'm going to say it anyway. I know there's people driving out there right now saying, I don't see any progress. Wow.
It's a slow process.
Good Lord. They're supposed to get some sort of a reward if they finish early, right, so on most of those contracts. But these guys don't care. Ah, we're going by the hour. Put our kids through college. Gee whiz. That's just ridiculous. Ridiculous. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has closed above 25,000 points for the first time just 5 weeks. After its first close above 24,000, technology companies continue to outpace the rest of the market. Banks benefited yesterday from higher bond yields. The Dow jumped 152 points to 25,075. Yeah. The S&P 500 rose 11 points. The NASDAQ climbed 12 points.
Yeah.
Now, you're a captain of industry, and you've invented something really good. You know, you're making some new product, and you're just getting rich. How about the Uber co-founder and former CEO Travis Kalanick, planning to sell 29% of his stake in the ride-hailing service, according to a news report? The deal is part of a transaction with investors and would bring Kalanick, now this is a third of what he's got.
Yeah, this is 30%, basically.
It would bring him $1.4 billion, according to Bloomberg.
Wow.
The guy who came up with the idea for Uber.
All it takes is one good idea.
One good idea.
And you are set.
Come on, Ted.
Obviously.
We got to come up
with it. I have not been able to come up with that one idea yet.
We have not. I think he's got a good idea. That's Don Grant, ZFP, the Money Tracker, talking about he wants us to stop watching the Dow. Not bad advice. Good morning, Don.
It's like watching the progress on the freeway.
Yeah. You know? Oh, yeah.
But, you know, actually, I live on the east side, and I've seen tremendous progress. I really have, and it's maybe because I'm going by it every day and I'm seeing the difference. But I think they're doing a good job for what they're having to do there. They're moving a lot of stuff around. But anyway, that's a shout-out for all the
people. Yeah, it shouldn't take more than 20 or 30 years. You're right.
Yeah. You know, for those of us who track the U.S. economy, watching the Dow is a natural tendency that's difficult to break. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has become the go-to indicator of the growth of the direction of our economy. However, it often has very little to do with our own personal economic health. So why do we keep watching the Dow? The Dow Average was created in 1896 by the editor of the Wall Street Journal, Charles Dow, and his partner, Edward Jones. They created the composite of the companies that represented the largest of each sector of the U.S. stock market. The first published value of the Dow was $40.94. That was calculated, $40.94. That was calculated by taking the average market price of 12 companies. They later expanded to 30 companies. General Electric is the only company existing from its original form. Now, the latest direction of the Dow Jones Average has become a regular part of our news diet. From network TV to radio news breaks to internet and social media, Steve and Ted Show talks about it. It seems that most moderately informed Americans will know whether the stock market is up or down by listening to what happened to the Dow. So how does the Dow affect you? Well, if you just invested in the current 30 Dow companies and work for one of them, but it would mean a lot to you. But U.S. investors have holdings in real estate, their own company stock, global stocks, bonds, precious metals, private businesses, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We may have money in some or maybe even all of the current Dow 30 companies, but for many investors, that's only a very small part of their overall portfolio. So while we may feel good or bad when the markets are up or down, the Dow Jones Index may not mean a whole bunch to your specific financial situation. If your stock, if the stock market goes up, do you get a raise at work? Or do you get to go skip a house payment? Will your electrical bill go down? Well, following the movement of the Dow may indicate the direction of some of the investments in your 401k. But if you're well diversified, take that news with a grain of salt, knowing that it only affects a portion of your actual wealth. And of course, if you have any questions on this or any other index or anything like that, you can give me a call, number 634-2222.
Just bearing in mind that the Dow is just more or less symbolic of the entire market then, right?
Well, it is, but most people are not invested in the overall market. They're invested in a number of other things that are outside of the market.
Yeah, like construction companies. Tinesh, today is National Whipped Cream Day.
Oh yeah, I like that.
This holiday falls on the birthday of Ready Whip founder Aaron Bunny Lappin, who invented Ready Whip in 1948.
Wow.
I'll tell you what, if it wasn't for whipped cream, I would never eat a bite of pumpkin pie.
Yeah?
Oh, whipped cream. Oh, so good. And you know what? People think you have to go buy it in a can or something. It is so easy to make. Matter of fact, I had a contest with my daughters. I made, just with using heavy whipping cream, a little bit of vanilla, and a little bit of sugar, I was able to whip it faster than a whisk than it took the time for my daughter to get out the mixer, to pour it in the bowl, and to do it that way.
Oh, you must have had Popeye forearms after that.
Oh, he's got those big old forearms. Well, thank you for telling us how you whip your cream, and we appreciate that, sir.
I'll tell you, I'm going to mow my lawn next.
6:56, Steve and Ted, coming up at 7 o'clock, the KNSS Morning News. We'll talk about that stock market hitting a milestone. More on that coming up with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.